We are in the middle of Siman Lamed Daled, and we saw Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, where we learned about the Seder of the Hanach of the Parshas and the Batim, and we mentioned the Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, who say Kadesh, V'hoyah Kiviyacha, Shema and V'hoyim Shamaya, is the Seder Hanacha, whereas Rabbeinu Tam switches the last two Parshas, switches V'hayim Shamaya, that's the third one, and Shema is the fourth one. And we said, L'kuli Alma, the Ksiva has to be done to Seder Shenichtav V'Tayrah, and therefore even Rabbeinu Tam agrees you need to write the Parsh of Shema before you write the Parsh of V'Haya, and therefore L'machim Netfilin Shal Yad, where it's one cleft, you have to just leave a blank space and then write Shema first and then put V'Haya in the third column. And the Shulchan Aruch said that a Yirei Shemaim is Yetzir Shneim and Yasa Shnei Zugeis Tfilin, and the Shulchan Aruch gave us three options of how to do so. Option number one was put two sets of Tfilin on at the same time, be Mahadik them at the same time, and so on. Option number two was to put on Tfilin Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Reish, and then again Tfilin Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Reish, again wearing both of them at the same time. And option number three, which seems to be the Mekubal, certainly amongst Bnei Ashkenaz, is to put tefillin of Rashi on first, daven with it, and then towards the end of davening, different minhagim take off tefillin of Rashi and then put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and that seems to be the minhag hamakubal. And as we learned previously, even when one puts on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, one should not be mafsik b'diburin between the tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Reish. It's supposed to be b'havaya achas. It's supposed to be in one continuum without being mafsik. Now the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Gimel that Layasa Kain Alamisha Muchzik Mefursim B'Chasidus. Which type of a person should do this? Only someone who is known to be a chassid, and so on. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tezayin. I know a feeling in Yirtzel Anicham Rak Achat feeling he wants to do it at the end of davening. He used to do this publicly. Is this considered to be that you're appearing to be holier than thou? And the Gemara says in many places a person's not allowed to do something if it makes you look above your level. There is a certain lamashon in Yanei Tisha B'Av. It speaks about, is a person allowed to be mizbatul mimalacha? Tamid chachamim would be mizbatul mimalacha. Are you allowed to act like a Talmud chacham and not do malacha, or is that considered to be a mechsiki yura, and so on? But at times we say it is permitted to be more mafum. At times we say it's mechsiki yura. So the Behetiv quotes this discussion, and he quotes the Marash Alevi, the Mechzik Yura. It is a problem of Mechzik Yura, but Tzorch Shivakla Minhagi, you should no longer do so. V'chin Kosm Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, Shafiru Emiktsas Oysim Yesh B'Mishim Yura. Even if some people do it, it's still a problem of Mechzik Yura for a person who's not Muchzakim Mufursim Bechasidus. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's all good and well, Bizmanom, when it was a rarity, it was uncommon for people other than Grace of Tzadikim to wear Tzvanim of Rabbeinu Tam. Zag the Aruch HaShulchan that nowadays, when it's much more common, Tavil of Bracha, and so Paskins, the Minchas Yitzchak, that it's fine to do it, and there's no problem, Amichzik Yura, and so on. We mentioned that the Gra did not wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra said once you start to be choshish for other shittas, then there's other shittas besides Rabbeinu Tam also, and therefore the Goyim didn't do so. And so too the Chazon Ish also did not wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes over here that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says b'shem the Chavetz Chaim and b'shem his father, the stipler shroi la adam shi'aniach tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam al kolponim pam achas b'meshech chayov. At least once in your life, you should wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not sure if that's based on the Gemara, whether it says that the person is shroi beguf and mandalei manach tefillin akakaf to the gavra, that the person is going to be chosi in el ma'ba, and therefore at least once you should wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, or there's some other inyan. I'll call upon him, the minhag of the Goyim and the Chazon Ish was not towards Tzvonim of Beit Tam. Ve'imenichem b'vnei adam gadol she'neigel anichem kiem b'karav beis sa'evadi mechzikira. So if there's an adam gadol, let's say a Rebbe, does not wait Tzvonim of Beit Tam. Or maybe he does though at home, privately, because he feels, you know, he doesn't want to kind of show that that's what he's doing, and someone who is on a much lower level, whereas Tzvonim of Beit Tam, but so in front of his, the Rebbe, then that is a mechzikira. We said in the Mishnah Berurah to the Chassid that Shekevin Shadam Negim for Rashi near to Yura Mishachishish LaHachmal Atzmi Bezeh Emin a Mufzik Shemachmal Atzmi Gamkin B'Shai Dvarim. It's not posh that you can choose to be Machmir in the Barabim for Esya in areas where other people are much more Mekel. In Siv Dalad we said that.
Is that why the gentleman who wear tupeth here are very much fit to cover their shoulder rosh with the talus?
So I mean, he covers one of them with his kapel, one of them he covers with his kapel, and only one of them is sticking out. Presumably that's the reason why, because we as we learned, when it comes to Tzvon Shel Reish, it's supposed to be Megula. Remember, V'ro Kol Am Yaretz Kishim Hashem Nikra Lecha, the Yaro Mimecha, you're supposed to have it out in the open that people can see. I believe so. And Siv Dalad, we said, don't put both Tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the same bag, we said. Because one of them is Chol, one of them is Kodesh, and therefore it's a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you were Mazmen, you designated your Kishol Tefillin for the one which is Kosher. The issue over here is the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the fifth parak, the Gemara discusses the concept of hazmana. It's a general concept in Shas. If a person is mazmin, you designate something. So, is it now an issue or problem if you use the thing for something other than its original designation, something which was huzman for kedusha? Or something which was huzman for chol, like let's say you're mazmin a room to be a beis hakise. This is going to be my bathroom, my toilet. So can I now go and lay in kriyashma? Can I see kriyashma in this hazmana? Milsa, do we see the designation is halachically significant and binding? Hazmana lav milsa, and so on. So usually we say in general hazmana lav milsa, hazmana lav milsa, but for certain things we're machma. One of them we're machma is kishol tefillin. So in the actual here, so might as well show it off. In the actual kiss itself, we're not discussing if there's a plastic bag around it. There's a plastic bag around it, it's already more calm. But in the actual tefillin bag, you shouldn't put your achisamach vouchers, and you shouldn't put anything in there other than the tefillin itself. So here we're saying, if originally when you got this your bag, you had in mind for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that's okay. But if originally it was only that's in Rashi, then you wouldn't be able to put Rabbeinu Tam in. Or originally you said, I'm being mazmin it for the tefillin haksherim. So don't put both of them in. Leonich says, we saw that, b'kisachot shol tefillin k'nei messiah avol b'tik shatalis mutal neich shneim afir ehem b'leitik terei hatik miyuchat gam l'divrei chol. You can put your talis, just like you put your talis inside. You can put anything inside your talis bag. You can put your phone inside if you want. You can put your keys if you want, that's fine. So you can obviously put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in there also. Now we said because Sha'afavim who cholim meila da'asal ha'achlef akisim, you can't swap them. Because you can have batim or tzuas v'parshis, you shall rash Rabbeinu Tam. You can't swap those around. Madach even the kiss you can't swap around for sure. You can't swap around the straps, the tzuas, and so on. The imlo yinicham adam ma'olam alav l'shem mitzis tefillin yuchalach lifam. But if you never ever used them before, then you can swap them. And this again is based on what we're going to see later on in the Simon Bays, that so long as you haven't placed anything inside, then it's just a hazmana and hazmana lav milsa. So once you start to use it for tefillin, then it's no longer just a hazmana. You've actually used it for it. That's you already started to use it. If it's just a hazmana ba'alma, then you can. He quotes over here.
Would you not be able to put the Ritzuas from Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin onto Rashi's Tefillin? Say your Ritzuas and Rashi's Tefillin split, and you need new Ritzuas.
Right.
So temporarily, you take them from Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. Here, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't take the Ritzuas either.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Here he says you should not take the ritzus either way. Well, he says, you shouldn't do it. We're going to see another day at the end of this sifkatan. Let's just see. There's going to be another day which is going to say that being the shita's rashi is the ikr, then you can. But we'll wait. We'll see that. But he does quote over here in 28. He says, "Umishun chulei bitzvilasi parshi shel Rabbeinu Tam b'makim shel Rashi." So you ask the sefer for a pair of tefillin, gives it to you, and then you check it a couple months later. You open it up and you see that there's parshas of Rabbeinu Tam, v'haya is before Shema. So you have to take those out and put in Rashi's. That may be a bazillion. So
the new tefillin have not been used before.
No, they've been used. They've been used. The mishum hunchale b'tzvilase parshas Rabbeinu Tam b'makim shel Rashi. Kasa b'shut shevet alei mishum mutalei lahitzien u'leshtamish b'batim b'parshas shel Rashi. Kaven shtamshus ben k'tzvilin shel Rabbeinu Tam hoisa b'tos. This was done by mistake. You did this inadvertently, mistakenly. U'bevadei lahaya reitzah b'kach, and so on. So therefore, that is an issue.
Could you do it the other way around?
No, don't think so.
If you found a rush, but you really wanted to remain in time?
I believe so, yeah. If you wanted to remain in time, I believe so. Now, v'yimha'inichem adam Allah v'afiru pa'machas l'shem mitzvah tefillin. According to this day, once it was done, l'shem, whatever sheet it was, you can't swap. No, you can't, because once you decided, and one of them we're going to treat as kodesh, we don't know, according to this first day, we don't know which one's which, and therefore you can't swap. Because of a prima god, and the matzah ritzuas ve'ene yedeh and him shall rashi shall be in the town. What if you're not sure what this tefillin is, or what it was designated for, or what was used in it, which parshas were used in it previously? Maybe parshas were used, and then the parshas were taken out, and you're not sure. Yuchal nichem the parshas shall rashi, and you can put rashi's parshas inside. The ruba minichem shall rashi go basa roiv, and then tefillin gam can the rashi ikker umalam bekodesh. So anyway, being that it's a suffix, we go basa roiv, and anyway, see Rashi is the ikar. And the behit of bir alacha, and have a yesh and achrenim shemekilim yesef. There's another day which is even more makel. Diladidon is saving the Rashi ikar, like the Shuchnach Paskin, yuchala hachlef. You can even swap. The little ritzu mishal revenetam, le Rashi, kishen echeres, going back to Eric's question. You can even do so because Rashi Zikr Rabbeinu Tam is not the Ikr Shita. Mishal Rashi Rabbeinu Tam also Litl B'chol Kavni, that you cannot do. V'miniz Damlin Shehoitzi Kish or Rabbeinu Tam Tchila Miyavi Reim Kiladidan Rashi Ikr Miyavi B'zein Mavin Al Mitzvah. If you took out the Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin first, you should put them to the side. That's not called that you're being Mavra La Mitzvah. You shouldn't do so. It's better to, you know, organize your tefillin in a way that you will chance upon Rashi before Rabbeinu Tam. The minhag is not to put tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam on Chol HaMoed. Anyway, as we know, the Chabad is not to wear tefillin at all. The Ramal says yes to put it on without a bracha, but the minhag is not to put Rabbeinu Tam on. Whereas on Tisha B'av, where Be'etzim, the mitzvah of tefillin does apply. It's just that we don't put it on in the morning, but in the afternoon we do. So, yes, you can put on Rabbeinu Tam on Tisha B'av afternoon. Good. Lamed Hei, Din Minyan Hashitin. Nogu B'minyan Hashitin Lichti B'shal Yad Sheva Shitin B'chol Pasha U'B'shal Roish Arba Shitin. So the tefillin shel yad, that it's one, it's in one bias, and it's just one big long parsha. So the minhag is to have seven lines. So you've got four parshas with seven lines. Whereas when it comes to the tefillin shel roish, where it's in four batim, we have smaller little parshas with only four lines in the parsha. And so when mishal roish, abashut the imshina leposel. If you're Mishanev, the number of lines, that does not pass. It says, we have a Mesera. We also have a Masera, the beginning of every line. What is the first word of every line? Now, what's, you know, the first line should begin with, you know, with Kadesh, and the next line should begin with, you know, if every line we have a Masera, like it says in Turbes Yosef, Vaseifrim Kayoim Ein Medaktikim Mechilas Rosh Hashuris. Our minhag nowadays is not to be machmir for this particular thing. Umishanim kasher yizdam lahem, and therefore we swap it if we need to. Avareitzel adaktik, and if a person wants to be machmir medaktik, lo yimshich oyisyeis ayikatsa harbe kedim lechavin rashi ashutes ki ne letvilin ma'atoshai. So in other words, it's going to be Yotzes Charev Seid. A person says, I want to be medactic. And there's a Masera that line number 3 should begin with the word S. So I'm going to have to go ahead in line number 2 and make a great long, you know, tough, you know, in order to kind of, you know, reach the end of the line and so on. So it's not going to look very nice. So what Yotzes Charev Seid does, it seems to be that he's saying that the Noy, and there's a Keli Vandeyu Shaboy, trumps the Inyan of the Masera of beginning with a particular line. If you do it a little bit, it's okay, but a lot is problematic. Now we said if you do 4 lines for the Tefillin Shal Yad, or 7 lines for the Tefillin Shal Reish and the like, then Le Pasal Vem Shal Yad Vem Shal Reish Vem Ein Leila Shal Yad Rak Klaf Kotzar the Aruch. You only have a short and narrow piece of cloth. It's long, but it's narrow. You can't write 7 lines unless you do very fine script. So instead of doing, now when I go into my Word documents, I always switch it to like a 12 or a 14 instead of an 11 default. But if you want to go switch it to an 8, you want to make it very, very small so you can fit in. And so on. In Leishich v'ksivadakam. Oid niradutayv yosel shaneis minyanashitin. So very interesting. Don't make it very, very small, because as we know, the finer, the smaller, the more difficult it is to write it b'kashrus and b'diktuk. So better to be mevater on this milo and write it properly. Ein b'mardachai hilchus b'alochus katanis seviluchus tefillin v'uva la'el. It should be a decent size. It shouldn't be quickly erased. Nowadays we see people write very small. There's all different types of problems. And remember, we said that we make a distinction between when it's initially written and if it was originally written b'kashrus, and then subsequently something happened to it. So he says that, you know, it's so small that there's a problem. Even when they wrote it the very first time, it wasn't written properly. Uberubam chasakam avakam tagin the shatnez gates. We shouldn't buy very, very small parishes. You get people who are inexperienced suffering who write these things, and that can be problematic. I believe in turn that off.